At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No Victor Crest allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a bingo. We'll get back to the war against Iran shortly, but first, my guest has written an extraordinary, extraordinary book. He's an award-winning documentary filmmaker, producing The Unseen Crisis, DeSantis, Florida versus Lockdowns, Finding Manny. His career has included academia, international human rights work, and now for almost two decades, he's interviewed nearly 1,000 thought leaders. He has a show called American Thought Leaders. I've been honored to be a guest on his show. He's senior editor with the Epoch Times. Please welcome to the program, Jan Jakelic. Jan, thank you.
Larry, it's fantastic to be here.
Well,
it's fantastic to be here with you.
Thank you. As I mentioned, I was honored to have been a guest on your show, American Thought Leaders. I'm just really happy to be able to return the favor. I've been going through your book. We printed it, holding it up for you. And it is an extraordinary body of research, of detail, of effort. I am literally blown away by this book. Gordon Chang, who I've interviewed a couple times on my program, he said this about your book. Jan Jakelic documents how the China's Communist Party has industrialized evil, ripped organs from the living, and committed murder on demand for profit. After reading Kill to Order, we can no longer look away from the grotesque crimes of the Chinese regime, end of quote. I also know that you were interviewed, and I saw the interview, and you said, I already knew what the Chinese Communist Party was capable of broadly, but I didn't want to accept that this could be happening because it's so extreme. Tell us what you meant by it's so extreme.
This is something that's well beyond your run-of-the-mill, which is also horrible, black market trafficking. I mean, we're talking about a situation where you've got a state actor, and this state actor can push mass propaganda through a population to basically demonize a large group of people, and they have the ability to incarcerate a huge group of people, massive state security apparatus. And this is what they did in 1999. This is what the Chinese Communist Party did to Falun Gong practitioners. This was a grassroots, bottom-up movement, spiritual discipline based on truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Very popular, a lot of health benefits. Grew to be 70 to 100 million people doing it in China by the end of the 90s. So massive, okay? Bigger than the Communist Party. That was by the government's own estimate. And the dictator at the time decided to eradicate it, okay? What did that mean? It didn't mean kill everybody. It meant put them into their system of re-education, basically transform them, break them out of their way of thinking. And this, they've been doing this for decades. They started with the landowners back in the day, right? And every group up to now, there's been families that know what it feels like to feel the boot of the Chinese Communist Party. Falun Gong became the newest group in 1999. They proved unusually resilient to being broken by this re-education transformation system, so they incarcerated a massive group of them. And now you have the situation where you could get killed to order, okay? They start blood typing, tissue typing, organ scanning these people, okay? And now, instead of a catastrophic accident in a normal system like ours, someone has to have a motorcycle accident, typically a car accident, the ethical team decides they're not coming back, and then you can transplant to a person who matches, you know, size of the organ, type of blood, histology, and so forth, right? And that's rare. That you have to wait sometimes months or years, but here you have an incarcerated prisoner of conscience that's been pre-typed, and once that person pays that money, there's transplant tourism that happens here, or it's a wealthy super elite who basically has this unlimited access anyway. That person is pre-typed in a database, and they can be shipped on demand and killed to order, and that's why my book is titled Kill to Order.
Jan, Falun Gong, from what I know about them, you just now said, peaceful, spiritual, why are they so threatening to the CCP?
You know, I've had a lot of different answers in my own head to this question. Some people will just be happy with the answer. I was happy with this answer early on, right? More than Communist Party members. The Communist Party in every country is obscenely hierarchical and demands total obedience, total control. And here you have something grassroots that's focused on truthfulness, right? In communist societies, the truth is what the party says it is, right? And so I did think that for a while. I also heard that Jiang Zemin, the dictator of the country, was insanely jealous of Li Hongzhu, was the founder of Falun Gong. This is someone who had the love of the people, right? The Falun Gong founder, but he could never have that. I think that's also true. I didn't believe it initially, but, you know, watching politics even in America made me realize jealousy is a reason. But there's something even more fundamental. You know, something about Falun Gong, it's a very unusual system. It doesn't have a hierarchy. There's no worship of Li Hongzhu, the teacher. There's no collection of money, enriching yourself through it. There's no hierarchy. There's no roster. You don't join. You just, if you're a practitioner, you practice. And that's what defines you as a practitioner. And so what struck me one day is that this is really, it promotes this unusual level of agency in people in a totalitarian regime, which demands total obedience and total control, or at least performatively that. And here you have people that are just, as happened in this, when this persecution began, unusually resilient to being broken by this system. And I think ultimately that's why the regime is so obsessed with eradicating them. They have this particular animus toward Falun Gong practitioners, and as a testament to that, and I could talk about this later if you want, I think they've created possibly the largest civil disobedience movement in China and in the world.
Yeah, you talk about other groups that are being persecuted, the Uyghurs, Tibetans, underground Christians. Talk to us about them.
Well, so this is the horrible thing, okay? So they built this industry of death, let's call it, okay, on the backs of the Falun Gong between 2000 and 2005. The number of hospitals grows geometrically. You get 146 hospitals. This is when we were measuring the actual number of transplants that we think are happening annually. That's 60 to 100,000 per Ethan Guttman testifying before Congress in 2016. Okay? So, but what happens afterwards is no one really does anything for 14 or 15 years. So they dehumanize another group of people and they incarcerate a massive group of them. This is the Uyghur people in the northwest of China, you know, very basically vulnerable group in this, the whole area is a police state. They're even blood typing and tissue typing people in their homes up there. Okay, so now they have this second group added. And when it comes to the Christians and Tibetans, so recently I've actually been seeing increased language, this kind of dehumanizing language that's always precedes atrocity, targeting Christians. And I actually talked with Bob Fu, pastor at China Aid, supporting persecutions around, you know, both in China and outside. And I only noticed this anecdotally. He told me, no, absolutely we're seeing that. So I'm worried the CCP might be looking to another group. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying that this is the kind of language that we always see before atrocity happens.
One of your chapters says, zero sum, how the CCP perceives America. Jan, how does the CCP perceive us?
So this is a critical thing, right? And I'm very worried that our policymakers don't fully grasp this yet, right? It's a we win, you lose type situation. They don't believe in win-win, okay? Win-win is two wins for me, for them. And so they have this view of reality, of people, of anything. They instrumentalize everything. They view everything as a tool, whether it's a human body, like enforced organ harvesting, whereas if it's a so-called ally, like Iran, we're seeing how they're treating Iran now, right? Or, you know, America, they view America as their greatest adversary. They've been waging a war using unrestricted warfare for decades. And for them, anything that degrades America, that prevents America from being able to function properly as a free society, is a win for them. They actually have a whole system called gross national power. It's an actual number, a measure, right? And whenever they can knock a few notches off of America, that's a win. And when they can up theirs, a win. But there's no such scenario where they really see at both countries succeeding together.
We have about a minute and a half. The book, again, is called Killed to Order, China's Organ Harvesting Industry and the True Nature of America's Biggest Adversary. Your last chapter says, it's not too late. You ended on a somewhat optimistic note. Talk to us about that.
Well, first of all, the book can be got at killedtoorder.com. That takes you direct to the Amazon link, but you can also get it from your local bookstore. That's an awesome thing. That's actually part of what you can do. So there's actually, can you imagine, there's a Rotary Club now that's been created, a satellite one, that basically is fixated on ending forced organ harvesting. That's all they do. I've become a Rotarian because of this, okay? At the municipal level, there's federal legislation. 4 days ago, Senator Cruz, Senator Berkeley, it's called the Falun Gong and Victims of Forced Organ Harvesting Protection Act. That has come on the table. It sanctions people that are involved. It has teeth. It's the first legislation that would act, that can actually deal with this federally. There's another bill that's passed the House that's at the Senate. And at the state level, there's a lot of action happening right now. And I actually have an appendix that explains what anybody can do to actually make a difference. I think this is the first time. I think we're at a time where we can actually make a difference with this, finally.
Again, Kill to Order, China's Organ Harvesting Industry and the True Nature of America's Biggest Adversary, killtoorder.com. Jan, thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations on this fantastic book.
Larry, thank you so very much, my friend.
My pleasure. Larry Elder here. For years, I've talked about Relief Factor, and you heard stories from people who finally found real relief after trying the 3-week quick start. Take my brother Kirk. He had difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning. Always complained. I told him about Relief Factor. He finally followed my advice. After about a week or so, he calls and says, this is working. But here's something new. Relief Factor is always striving to help folks get out and stay out of pain. Remarkably, Relief Factor has made their trusted formula even better. They've added a premium black pepper extract because it helps your body absorb the high-quality key ingredients more efficiently. In simple terms, it helps your body get even more benefit from what they're already taking. That matters. If you're going to take something daily, you want your body actually using it. So, if you've been listening to me talk about Relief Factor for a while, maybe this is your moment. Or if you're already taking it, you're now getting an enhanced formula designed to work even smarter. Start with a 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800, the number 4-RELIEF. How will it feel to be out of pain?
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. And to help you get started, we want to send you our free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates for authors. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us. And if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, print, promote, and distribute your book online and in stores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It all starts with a completed manuscript and one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 888-521-4447. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. Get your free writer's guide today. Call 888-521-4447. That's 888-521-4447. 888-521-4447.
Everybody!
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? Hey CNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Now, all this month, I've been turning to you for help with my annual Food for the Poor campaign. As I said, I am just really, really happy that the Eldorados have stepped up the last couple of days because I was literally dead last. I'm still not where I want to be, but I'm no longer bringing up the rear, thanks to you. Talking about the Christian nonprofit relief organization rushing clean, living water to thirsty kids throughout the poorest countries in our own hemisphere. Now, several of you have chimed in asking why we ask men and women, boys and girls, just like you, to look into your heart and make a generous gift of clean water to children you will likely never meet. Well, Paul Jacobs from Food for the Poor joined me last night, and in case you missed it, Paul said his organization worked with trusted ministry partners in 17 poor nations where children and families are in such poverty they fear the world has forgotten them entirely.
That's where we're going, where people feel forgotten. That's why this campaign matters, people, in Latin America and the Caribbean, with poor water quality, that with every sip of water, it is making them sick. We are here to let these families know they're not forgotten. And the darkness of poverty, the darkness of having poor water, we can shed some light on those families with a gift.
Now, what kind of gift? Well, for just $50, you can bless two children in one of the poorest nations with clean living water for a whole year. Just head over to my website, LarryElder.com. Make a generous gift of $50 or whatever you feel led to donate. Obviously, the more, the better. To help thirsty boys and girls who desperately need access to clean water. All you have to do is click the banner that reads, Give Living Water. And you'll see how easy it is to join this entirely voluntary, life-saving campaign that, as I said before, does not take one dime from government. Or you can text ELDER to 51555. Text ELDER to 51555, and we'll send you back a link to join my campaign to help our good friends at Food for the Poor. Or you can phone your gift. 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-4673.
What would your day look like if water was miles away? For many families across Latin America and the Caribbean, this is daily life. Hours spent walking for water that isn't always safe to drink. Time that could be spent in school, at work, or simply together as a family. But when clean water comes closer to home, everything begins to change. Since 2008, Food for the Poor has helped bring safe water to thousands of families across the region. This World Water Day, you can help continue that story. Because something as simple as water can change the course of an entire community.
Now, as I mentioned last hour, I was reading an article about Our Poor by Walter Williams back in 2010. So I wrote this 16 years ago, and thanks for the American Poor, it's even better than it was 16 years ago. And he mentioned the typical poor person in America has more living space than the average individual living in Paris. Not the average poor individual, the average individual living in Paris, living in London, or living in Vienna, Athens, and many other cities throughout Europe. Three-quarters of our poor own a car, 31% own two or more cars. 97% of America's poor have color TV, over half own two or more TVs, and on and on and on and on. 89% own microwave ovens, more than half have a stereo, more than a third has an automatic dishwasher. He also said this, the numbers of poor in America are misleading in this way. It ignores additional sources of income, such as earned income tax credit, which is a cash rebate to low-income workers. It ignores Medicaid. It ignores housing allowances, food stamps, and other federal and state subsidies to the poor. And you know that by looking at how the poor spends versus what they say is their income. A Bureau of Labor Stat reported purchases by the poorest fifth of American households were more than twice as high as reported income. Reported spending, twice as high as reported income. What does that tell you? He said the additional money might be unreported employment, illegal activities, unreported financial assistance, whatever. But the measure is what a person spends and consumes as opposed to the income for the poor people. And the point is that the kind of poverty we have in America is nothing like the kind of poverty that I have seen in places like Guatemala and in Haiti in our own hemisphere, where, as Paul pointed out last night, the average Haitian lives on less than a dollar a day. Less than a dollar a day. So please, text ELDER to 51555. That's ELDER to 51555. We'll send you back a link to help join my campaign. Or you can phone 855-918-4673, 855-918-4673, or just go to the website LarryElder.com and you'll see the Give Living Water banner at the very top. Now, back to Iran. The question over and over again is, why can't people go to the streets and take back their government? It's because of the thugs, street thugs, that serve as the brown shirts for the regime. But the Wall Street Journal reported that the Israelis have been systematically going after this campaign with a ground campaign to oust the Islamic Republic thugs by weakening their morale. For example, the Wall Street Journal detailed a phone exchange between a Mossad agent and a police commander in a taped call obtained by Wall Street Journal. The Israeli agent was speaking in Farsi and said to this police commander, quote, we know everything about you. You are on our blacklist. We have all the information about you. We know where you live, who you're married to. To which the commander said, okay. The agent then urged the officer to join in or to at least step aside in the event that there's an uprising against the regime. The Israeli agent said, quote, I call to warn you in advance that you should stand with your people. If you do not do that, your destiny will be as your leader, referring to the supreme leader who's been killed. To which the commander reportedly said, brother, I swear on the Quran, I'm not your enemy. I'm a dead man already. Just please come help us. End of quote. And they're doing this to commander after commander after commander, street thug after street thug after street thug. And you know who's advising the Israeli agents who the bad guys are? Iranians. They've targeted these checkpoints. They've struck police warehouses. They've destroyed computer equipment, vehicles, police gear. Despite this, however, the regime has still managed to be able to stage some attacks. Here's what DNI Gabbard said, number 46.
The IC assesses the regime in Iran appears to be intact but largely degraded due to attacks on its leadership and military capabilities. Its conventional military power projection capabilities have largely been destroyed, leaving limited options. Iran's strategic position has been significantly degraded.
When I come back, I want to tell you what an imam near Paris said. I'm Larry Elder. Larry Elder here.
For you. Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
A fact to a toe-tag liberal is like daylight to a vampire. Here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel, coming to you from the Relief Factor studio. Don't forget your Relief Factor, 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number for relief. Ronnie is in Santa Barbara, California. Ronnie, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Well, just speaking of the Chinese and that order in Oregon, China's not the only person doing it. They caught a barge off our coast, you know, a few months ago, which was a big fuel barge, empty, with 3,000 people in it. And all of them had tattoos on their shoulders, either an S, a W, or an O. For the sex slaves people, the worker people, and the organ donors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the 500,000 children that are missing, and you've maybe seen the movie Sound of Freedom. But that organ thing, and the cartels have been doing it for years, and they're doing it right here, not just only in China.
Yeah, he mentioned that in the book, Ronnie. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I want to read you what an imam who's in near Paris said about what's going on right now in Iran. His name is Imam Hassan Chalhoumi of Drancy near Paris. He said he's astonished by what Israel is currently doing in Iran. Here's what he wrote. I, a son of Ishmael, an imam, a Muslim, a man of peace, hereby present my sincere testimony about this extraordinary people, referring to Jews, Israelis. I must admit, he writes, I believe in religions and miracles, but there is something about this people, the people of Israel, that feels like a living miracle. Again, this is written by an imam, a Muslim imam living in Paris. The people of Israel, a people the pharaohs tried to erase 3,000 years ago and failed. A people the Babylonians tried to annihilate 2,500 years ago and failed. A people the Romans tried to wipe out 2,000 years ago and failed. A people the Nazis tried to exterminate 80 years ago and failed to erase. The people the Arabs fought in 5 wars to wipe off the map of Israel and failed. This is a small nation in number, but with a unique strength, a divine blessing. Wherever it lays its hand, it succeeds in finance, commerce, science, philosophy, literature. A desert land turned into a paradise without oil or gas, but with liberty, democracy, intelligence, and determination. This is the people who gave the world Einstein, Newton, Kafka, Karl Marx, Nietzsche, Spinoza, Freud, and many others who left their mark on humanity. I would add Jesus Christ, Sandy Koufax. The imam continues, these are realities that neither reason nor logic can explain. There's only one word for it, miracle. For 2.5 years now, this people has been fighting on 5 fronts. They said it was tired, that it was about to collapse, and yet it surprises the world by opening a new front against the Iranian enemy, one that frightens even Arab regimes. This people, though small in number, possesses the courage of nobles, the wisdom of prophets, the patience of the righteous, and the determination of survivors. How could it be otherwise when it is known that they are descendants of Abraham, Solomon, David, Moses, Jacob, Joseph, and 1,523 prophets and emissaries from their lineage? This is a people who brought monotheism and faith in one God to the world. A people driven by a thirst for life, for work, for innovation, and for continuity. A drive that has lasted more than 4,000 years. Truly, I find no other word to describe them but a nation of miracles. He ends with this. If the Arabs had clear vision, they would choose to unite with these people, to learn from them, to cooperate with them. Perhaps they would absorb some of their knowledge, some of their wisdom, and some of their dignity. Signed, Hassan Chalhoumi, Imam. You know, approximately 22% of all Nobel Prizes have been won by Jews. Of the Nobel in physics, 24% have been won by Jews. Physiology or medicine, 26%. Chemistry, 19%. Economics, 40%. Literature, 14%. Peace, 8%. A population that is literally 0.2% of the earth. 0.2%. By contrast, Muslims, 25% of the world population, 15 laureates. 15 altogether.
I'm Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. As we head into spring, there's some good news in the housing market. Rates have recently dropped. When rates drop, payments can drop. That can mean hundreds of dollars a month back in your pocket, money you can use to pay bills, reduce debt, or strengthen your financial position. That's why this is the time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. They're helping homeowners refinance into lower rates and reduce their monthly mortgage payments. Fellowship also offers a fixed rate line of credit for home projects or consolidating a high interest debt with fast approval at a predictable rate. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. That's 2 months of breathing room while you reposition financially. I've used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Before you make your next move, go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819-3.
An important message on Tri-Tales Premium Beef from the Robertson family over at Duck Call Room.
Sometimes you take a bite of something and you're immediately like, all right, that's legit. And for us,
Tri-Tales Beef.
It's prime and upper choice beef from American cowboys and ranchers, and you will taste the difference the first time you cook it. You don't even have to wait to taste it. You can look at it. They are aged to perfection, and they rival any steak you get at a steakhouse. Tri-Tales is a family business. It's a fifth-generation family ranch, and that same family is still responsible for every box of meat they ship to your family. Look, they're still out there raising cattle, chasing calves, and packing your order by hand. The beef is rich and tender, and the marbling is off the charts. All you got to do is go to trybeef.com/duck to learn more or order your first Tri-Tales box straight from their ranch to your door. That's trybeef.com/duck. And you even get 10% off your first order, and they're throwing in some free meat for you. That's trybeef.com/duck.
Spring is almost here, so wake up that garden and get growing with Grange Co-op's Spring Roundup Sale, happening now through March 29th. Jump on big time savings. Buy two, get one free blueberries, 20% off vegetable jumbo packs, and score 3 free chicks per family when you buy a 40 or 50 pound bag of Rogue poultry feed. From fresh blooms to happy pets, Grange Co-op has everything you need to kick off the season right. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading, or shop online at grangecoop.com.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Coming to you live from the Relief Factor Studio, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. I have a friend from Austria and she made a comment that I thought was anti-Semitic about how Jews dominate. So I said to her, what percentage of the world do you think is Jewish? She said, I have no idea. I said, ballpark it. I have no idea. Give me a guess. She said, no, 25%. I said, you think one in four persons on the face of the earth is Jewish? She said, about that number. I said, how about 0.2%? She said, really? 2%? I said, you didn't listen. 0.2%. At the time, 14 million Jews worldwide, 7 billion people. That's 0.2%. And regarding the Nobel Prizes, as of last year, there have been 965 individual Nobel laureates, counting shared prizes as separate individuals. Of that 965, 220 have been Jews or people with at least one Jewish parent. That's 22% of the total. 0.2%. Muslims overall, the world, 25%. Out of all the Nobel laureates, as I mentioned, 965 as of 2025, how many of them have been Muslim? 15. And most of those are in peace. Pretty extraordinary, isn't it? We're going to get into the fraud taking place here in California. Nick Shirley estimates it might be as much as $500 billion. We'll talk about that later on in this show. Dana is in Santa Clarita, California. Dana, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. Love listening to you. I phoned CAP Supervisor Barger's office, Los Angeles office, and the Santa Clarita office, and I asked who would be the appropriate person to send letters to regarding the fraud that Nick Shirley has uncovered. No one in her office was aware that there was any of this reporting. No one knows about the fraud in the office. And I'm shocked.
No one even knew about the fraud in the office. What fraud?
Yes, and they
wow.
Yes, and they directed me to contact state, you know, if state fraud. I said, well, it's L.A. County, the hospice, right here in the Van Nuys area. Oh, we don't know anything about that.
Wow.
I would encourage all of your listeners to contact Catherine Barker's office, Representative Hilda Solis is the leader of the chair. And I would also reach out to Howard Jarvis and Charles Mayo and ask what we can do about it.
Well, Dana, thank you very much for that. We're going to be talking more about this fraud that Nick Shirley has uncovered. Sitting right there, where was the LA Times? Where's the Sacramento Bee? Where's local news? Now, President Trump has ordered the restoration of a pipeline that was in the ocean, that was shut down by the environmentalists, to reopen. And now, tens of thousands of barrels are flowing through the California pipeline under an order by Trump that Gavin Newsom was furious about. Number 51.
An oil pipeline that's been closed for over a decade is once again up and running in California. William Lajeunesse in Santa Barbara for us. How much oil will this pipeline pump each day?
Stuart, 50,000 barrels a day. That's enough to fill up hundreds of thousands of cars here in the oil-addicted California. So if you look over my shoulder, you look at the drone, you're going to see several wells that were developed by Exxon in the 1980s. Now, I was out there before a spill in 2015 cut off production when the state shut down that pipeline, the sole pipeline that brought the oil to shore. Now, on Friday, President Trump effectively overturned the state order using the National Defense Production Act to reopen the pipeline and restart the flow of crude. 50,000 barrels a day to refineries in LA and the Bay Area. So How much? That's gasoline enough to fill hundreds of thousands of cars. So the irony is Governor Newsom blames Trump for high gas prices, but he opposes increasing this production to bring those prices down. And it also reduces the amount of riskier, higher polluting, greenhouse gas polluting, imports from overseas, saying, quote, California will not allow this desperate political stunt to put our coastal communities, our environment, and our $51 billion coastal economy at risk.
The Trump administration has no ground to stand on. The law is clear. These pipelines fall within California's jurisdiction.
So environmentalists and their Hollywood allies, led by Jane Fonda, protested the project last year, though the company that has taken over insists the pipeline is safe.
It is they'll tell lies up the kazoo in order to justify drilling for oil at a time when we shouldn't be doing that.
It's got 1-inch wall thickness in the pipe, and the Trans-Alaska pipeline is only 5-inch, so 1-inch wall of steel is tremendously strong, and it's in great shape, and we're already flowing oil through it at a rate of 50,000 barrels a day.
So California used to be, Stuart, the number one oil-producing state in the country. Now it imports 60% of its oil from overseas, Brazil, Iraq, the Middle East, Saudi Arabia. Now, they use the National Defense Production Act here because there are 32 military bases in California, more in Nevada and Arizona that also rely on California's refineries. That's why he was able to use it. California, however, is going to oppose this reopening, if you will, arguing that the pipeline encroaches on state land. Back to you.
William, thank you. Now this.
James Carville, the one he says, I got Trump to rein us in, and I don't want to get over it. I wanted to get what? He's made a prediction. Listen to this, number 20.
And everything that he tries blows up in his face. And I'm telling you, I think he's just going to quit next year about this time. I think he's just going to walk away because the Democrats control the House and the Senate. No one's going to pay attention to him. The fiscal condition of the country is beyond in the ditch.
Fiscal condition of the country beyond in the ditch. Trump's just going to quit. Now, as Operation Epic Fury intensifies, the world braces for what comes next. Larry over here. For years, I've talked about Relief Factor, and you heard stories from people who finally found real relief after trying the 3-week quick start. Take my brother Kirk. He had difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning. Always complained. I told him about Relief Factor. He finally followed my advice. After about a week or so, he calls and says, this is working. But here's something new. Relief Factor is always striving to help folks get out and stay out of pain. Remarkably, Relief Factor has made their trusted formula even better. They've added a premium black pepper extract because it helps your body absorb the high-quality key ingredients more efficiently. In simple terms, it helps your body get even more benefit from what they're already taking. That matters. If you're going to take something daily, you want your body actually using it. So, if you've been listening to me talk about Relief Factor for a while, maybe this is your moment. Or if you're already taking it, you're now getting an enhanced formula designed to work even smarter. Start with a 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800, the number for relief. How will it feel to be out of pain?
Crime is skyrocketing. You may already own a firearm, but before you face the financial and emotional weight of pulling the trigger, consider Byrna. Byrna's less lethal launchers fire tear gas and kinetic rounds, designed to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes, giving you time to escape and call for help without deadly consequences. Now meet the all-new compact launcher. Sleek, slim, and hits like a sledgehammer. About the size of a smartphone, it's perfect for concealed carry. Comfortable, discreet, and confidence building. It fires at 400 feet per second with 41 joules per square inch of stopping power. That's enough force to halt a threat cold without the legal and moral complexities of lethal force. What I love about Byrna is they're proudly American. Best of all, Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background checks and ships directly to your door. Trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies around the world. Visit Byrna.com to learn more. That's BYRNA.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Relief or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Hey, the roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head. It won't stop. The roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
Triple eight nine seven one SAGE. 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Coming up, we're going to talk to an author of a new book about how AI has changed our lives and how the left is already weaponizing it, while conservatives are clueless about what the left is doing to weaponize AI. James O'Keefe went undercover as a LA homeless man and found out that homeless people were being paid to register to vote. Number 22.
The petitioner Brenda Brown hands cash money to the homeless person, not only for signing the California ballot initiative, but also as payment for them to register to vote.
Now, because you haven't registered, I need to register you so I can get paid too. Okay, you guys, I need to get paid.
That is a federal felony, and it didn't just happen once. It happened over and over and over again. We personally witnessed and covertly filmed this happening at least 28 times over the span of our investigation, and that is just in Los Angeles. Many of the homeless have zero understanding of what it is that they're actually signing.
But what is that petition for?
You know the petition for?
I do not know what to say. The petitioners instruct the homeless to enter made-up addresses like Pinocchio Lane.
Do I put it in my address?
And all of this occurring just outside the front doors of shelters and NGOs such as Weingart Center, which have received hundreds of millions of dollars in government money. One Weingart employee tells us when and where to find the illegal cash exchanges for signatures outside, and says the cash being given out is coming from a higher source.
Do you know if they provide the money that they're handing out?
While another Weingart employee advises the homeless on how to practice plausible deniability and ignorance of the law.
It is an ignorance that's not just for the laws. But don't I have to say I didn't know? I have no idea.
Oh, that would be what he should teach us.
Yeah. The petitioners orchestrate an elaborate pyramid scheme of unregistered petition circulators.
If I were to hire you, you'd be under me.
Yes.
I'm under my son, I'm under him, and you're under me. So it's like a pyramid game, and really, I don't need you, you need me. I don't need you.
One of the petitioners threatens to attack one of our journalists.
Go down the street, bro, before we move down the street. I'll knock you out looking right at me.
Bro, why are you trying to be like that, bro?
Paying homeless to register to vote is a crime. 888-971-SAGE. Don't leave town.
Crime is skyrocketing. You may already own a firearm, but
this is my
Join us Saturday, May 2nd, for the annual Chicks and Chaps Luncheon at the Senior Center in Redding, California, a day dedicated to raising awareness and support for breast cancer programs in our community. It's a day filled with connection and purpose. Be a part of something truly special. Go to RedingRodeo.com and click on the Chicks and Chaps tab for your tickets today. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Goldmark Jewelers, KCNR Radio, and Four Winds Jewelry.
This is my fight.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.